What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A lot of us thought he was going to go with the Rams at some point. They were looking for a corner. He had been there. You heard Sean McVay said that was certainly a possibility. This is another sort of like interesting move by Pittsburgh. You know, they obviously acquired DK Metcalf, gave up second round pick, $30 million, 41-year-old quarterback. So this is an all-in move, very atypical of Pittsburgh, very intriguing. Look, Aaron Rodgers to me is still the third best current quarterback in the AFC North behind Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Very interesting move by the Steelers. Maybe they could get a good year or two out of Jalen Ramsey, help to defend those great offenses.
That's Mike Tenenbaum on the Steelers and what they've done here. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Tuesday. Happy July 1st. NHL free agency opens today. Tracking that. Tracking Sabres reports for you. Get you the latest on that. Also have spent time today on the NFL trade that went down yesterday between the Steelers and the Dolphins. And joining us on the Western Hotline is Alan Saunders of Steelers beat guy for Pittsburgh, for Steelers now, rather, on this deal, which gets the Steelers both Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. Alan, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How's Buffalo on this fine day? Lovely city.
It is. It's nice. We've had some nice summer weather, you know. It's 80 degrees, and we're talking about hockey free agency. That's how it goes around here this time of year. So we're doing all right, though. Counting down 22 days till training camp. So, you know, getting into football eventually.
There you go. There you go. I feel this day is less exciting for the Penguins and Sabres at their current place in the standings, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're used to that.
Yes, that's right.
This might be new for you, but we're definitely used to that. Yeah.
So, Alan, regarding place in the standings, the Steelers, you know, they're in a tough division, and they have an old quarterback, but he's maybe got one more run at this thing. And I think what the Steelers have done here is probably the right move. I mean, if you're going to go for an Aaron Rodgers season, why not get as many reinforcements as possible? How do you like this move they pulled off yesterday?
It's interesting because I don't think anybody had corner and tight end at the top of their offseason needs, but I just think they got a lot better. And so you kind of just figure it out after that. I don't really know how they're going to sort things out in the secondary. They now have three guys in Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay, and Jalen Ramsey, who all primarily played outside corner in the past. Obviously, that won't continue. I don't know how they're going to figure it out. If Ramsey's going to play in the slot, or if he's going to play safety, or maybe Slay will play safety. I don't know. I just think they traded older defensive backs for one another, and they got a Pro Bowl tight end kind of thrown in on the deal. That's not so bad. You kind of just take it and you move on. All offseason, they've sort of tried to walk this path where they're trying to do everything they can to win this year, except for the things that take away from their chances of winning in the future. So, like, they didn't spend a lot of money in free agency because they were trying to keep their in line for four compensatory picks, including a third and a fourth next year. They have an extra third from George Pickens. The draft is in Pittsburgh. They're probably going to trade up to get a quarterback. They don't want to take away from that. At the same time, they're trying to do everything they can to win this year. There's only so many ways you have to upgrade your team when you're sort of trying to have it both ways. And when trades like this come along, you can't really pass them up.
So when there's rumors a month ago about Jonnu Smith and the Steelers, and then he ends up being a part of this deal, do you feel like that was the primary motivation for Pittsburgh and Ramsey is more doing a favor for Miami, or do you think they were motivated to acquire Ramsey also?
I think they really wanted to upgrade their group of pass catchers in some way. I think that ideally really like to have like a real wide receiver too to put with DK Metcalf, but it's July 1st, and they'll have one, and probably not going to get one at this point. They were calling around the league about other wide receivers. They brought in Gabe Davis for a free agent visit. Apparently he's had a number of those and hasn't signed with anyone. So I'm assuming that means he's not healthy or isn't ready to sign or whatever. There's only so many options, and this was a way to upgrade their group of pass catchers, in a different way. I don't think they went into these conversations trying to trade Minkah Fitzpatrick. It was just that the Dolphins had Jonnu Smith. They also had Jalen Ramsey. They were trying to trade them both, and that was the price that they were able to agree on. I don't know what Miami's doing here. I don't really understand their motivation for any of this, other than I guess it's just two guys who weren't happy in Miami and they send them packing. But man, their tight ends are now very bad. Their corners are awful. There's a lot to not love about the trade for the Steelers, but I think it's just so lopsided in their favor that you just kind of say, okay, we'll figure the rest out.
Yeah, Miami so motivated to get guys out of there, I suppose. And they get back Minkah Fitzpatrick, which, they dumped him a while back. Now they bring him back. What's the report on Fitzpatrick and what he can bring to them, I suppose, if they're bringing him back?
Came to Pittsburgh in 2019 and immediately made this huge impact on the Steelers' defense with all these splash plays, led the league in interceptions in 2022. And since then, all that's dried up. Over the last two seasons, he has one interception, no forced fumbles, no fumble recoveries, and he's getting paid somewhere in the neighborhood of $23 million. There is a chance that Minkah Fitzpatrick goes to Miami. He's only 28. I haven't seen any physical decline. He just hasn't been making the plays. So if he goes to Miami and he goes back to being an all-pro player, that's probably the one way that the Steelers look bad in this trade. But the player he's been the last 2 years has not been – he made the Pro Bowl last year, and I was in Orlando talking to him, and he was sort of almost embarrassed by it. He's like, I didn't play very well. I was a little surprised to be here. That's kind of been the story of the last 2 years for him. A really, really talented player. I don't really know why things have gone the way they have.
In terms of how they were going to make it work in the secondary now with Ramsey, what do you think there's a chance he ends up playing safety for the Steelers, or maybe somebody else starts playing out of position compared to what they've done in the past?
I think there's a chance he plays safety. I think there's a chance he plays slot corner and maybe some outside corner too. I think there's a couple different ways they can run things. They have Juan Thornhill, who they signed from the Browns, who was a starter for them and for Kansas City before that. So they can start Thornhill at free safety, play Ramsey outside and move like Slay to the bench. They could play Ramsey in the slot and play Ramsey, Slay, and Porter all together. I don't really know how much Ramsey wants to play in the slot at this point in his career. He did it obviously some back when he was with the Rams. It's a more physical job. You get older, a lot of guys make the other move, right? They move back to safety. I don't really know how it's going to play out, but I think the one thing about Mike Tomlin is he's never going to run away from a coaching problem. He's never going to be like, oh, don't do this. It's going to be hard for me and my staff to figure out. He'll be like, well, either we'll figure it out or we won't, but it'll be our fault if we don't. So just do it, and we'll go from there.
Alan Saunders joining us on the Western Hotline. On Tomlin, what? Is he embattled? Is he hot seat? Where does it stand for him?
I mean, obviously things are not going as well as they had been. I don't think he's in a hot seat of any, like, in any danger of being fired anytime soon. But I definitely think they're feeling the pressure of 8 years without a playoff win. I think they would tell you that there's a tension that has been added to the process. That really, when you look at where the Steelers are in an organization and kind of trying to rebuild on the fly here and that type of thing, probably wouldn't otherwise exist if that playoff drought hadn't been what it is. And so, yeah, I think they're feeling the pressure. Probably not real in any real danger of being fired, but I think there's real pressure there, both from the fan base and from ownership, to finally, you know, do something in the playoffs, and then, yeah, continue this process of trying to get younger on both sides of the football and kind of build their next core of the franchise.
Is the pressure maybe more to what the direction of the franchise would be after this year? Like, if they, we looked up earlier, they're only, I think they're favored in six games. Like, if they, maybe they finally have a losing season under Tomlin, or they just miss, or I don't know what this would, you know, what season we'd be looking at for this. But if they don't meet their expectation, could you see Tomlin and the organization even being more aggressive on the younger player part of it, almost a rebuild, if it doesn't go well this year? Is that maybe a pressure that they're under?
No, I don't think so. I don't think the Rooneys have rebuild in their blood. They're going to go for it every time. I do think probably no matter what happens this year, the move next year is to trade up to draft a quarterback. So I kind of think it doesn't really matter that they got all those picks to sort of insulate themselves from the negative benefits of winning. And I think they're very – and they have a ton of cap space, too. I think they have the second or third fewest and this may change with the Ramsey trade. But before this, they had, I think, the second or third fewest amount of future salary committed after the 2025 season. So, like, they don't need a – they don't ever want to go into some sort of lengthy rebuild. They've shown a willingness to just throw off spare parts and kind of retool on the fly – that they maybe haven't had in the past, but I think that's about as far as I could see them going.
And is the TJ Watt stuff just going to be theatrics and it'll get done?
It's going to get done. Everybody wants it to get done. Obviously, I think sort of TJ hasn't said anything, but when you read between the lines about what his brother said and the way the reporting has come out, that's sort of obviously agent-driven. Clearly not, he's not happy about the timeline here, but I mean, they really want to sign him. He wants to be in Pittsburgh. I don't see any other outcome.
All right. Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. Alan, thanks for the time.
Thank you. We'll see you this season. I think,
yes, right? Yes. The Bills are making a trip down to Acrisure Stadium. Is it still Acrisure?
Yeah, it's still a bad name, but it is what it is. I think we've seen the Bills like 6 years in a row if you count the preseason. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Thanks, Alan.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Steelers. That is, what week is that?
It's like, man, we have a Bills schedule in the corner here.
Yeah, I've not committed it to memory. Is it December, that game?
Yeah, how many
Bills Steelers?
How many in a row
is,
could you get off the top of the season?
It's November 30th.
November 30th? You have the schedule in front of you?
Do I have,
how many in a row could you get to start?
Baltimore 1.
Yep. What's week two?
Miami is 3.
Miami is 3. Thursday night. What's week two?
What's week two? I don't even know week two.
At the Jets.
Okay, I would have guessed Jets. Then Miami. Then I know it's soft early. Soft.
There you go. That's a good soft-ish.
Is it the
No.
The Saints.
Week good, 4. Because I don't even know if they have a team that starts with RR on their schedule.
Well, Raiders is what I was going to go for, but it wasn't the Raiders.
Oh,
Saints.
Yeah.
They don't Saints play the Week 4. Week 5.
Yep.
Is that the Bucs?
No.
What's Week 5?
New England.
Okay.
Then Atlanta. Just making sure. The schedule we have in the corner of the room, What you want is the games on the left column to be 1 through 8, right? And then on the right column, you want them to be 9 through.
But instead, it goes like 1, 2.
No, it does. That is the way it is. I'm thinking of that because the NHL, in all their things that are annoying, one thing that I notice they do when they send out their graphics or whatever with like draft order, they go 1, 2, 3, 4, like left, right, which is a crazy way to do
a list.
That's
weird, yeah.
Totally impossible to keep track. Or like nobody would ever read something like that. But the Bills do it right. They have all the first games on the left and then the second half of the season on the right. Mitch Marner's officially been traded.
Okay.
Nicholas Roy Waugh going back to Toronto. And Marner's going to wear number 93 for the Golden Knights, which I believe is what he wore in juniors, if I remember the time I saw him in Erie when he was playing for London. Leafs have already sent their thank you stuff out about Marner. Marner really did. Maybe you could blame Toronto for this. Marner kind of screwed the Leafs because Friedman's told this story that at this past trade deadline, there was a 3-team deal basically done that would have sent, I think Marner would have still gone, no, Marner would have gone to Carolina and the Leafs were going to get Rantanen, but Marner wouldn't waive his no trade clause. But maybe that was because maybe this is where the tampering stuff from Vegas comes in, and what could have really made Toronto mad is not just, hey, you got Marner and you stole him away from us. It's also, if Marner already knew he was going to go to Vegas, then he says no to Carolina because of his he already knows where he's going, and the Leafs then don't get a star winger out of it that they would have had. They negotiated a trade where they would have got Rantanen, and they don't get it done because Marner already knows where he's going.
But
or maybe he would have said no to Carolina no matter what.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if he says yes to Carolina, he can still leave for Vegas knows he's going to do that.
That's right, unless he's telling Carolina, I'm not
going to
extend.
Like,
I'm not even going to waive because there's no point for you. Like, I'm not extending.
Yeah, right. And that could be, you know, a lot of scenarios where, like, I'm not going to extend, so.
Right. Yeah. So he ends up leaving for basically nothing. Like, it's a role player.
803-0550. Bob in Arkansas has been waiting. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
All right. Hey, all the Sabres talk, I missed yesterday's show, so I was listening to it on the app, and I was listening to all the Sabres talk, and, man, it's depressing. And down here in Arkansas, you know, I gave up on the Sabres back in, like, 2012. I just couldn't do it, and it's a little bit easier down here because nobody really cares about hockey. But, you know, I was depressed. So yesterday I took my kid to go get some football cleats at a big sporting goods store, rhymes with Rick's. And anyways, we're going back to the football spikes, and what do I see but a huge poster of our boy Josh Allen in his Dicks, and this is in Conway, Arkansas, man. It made me feel good. You know, I thought it'd be a nice story to share. It always feels good when you know that's your boy.
Yep.
And, you know, we matter. You know, we're on the sports landscape because I don't think 10 years ago, even 7, 8 years ago, you ever would have walked into a store in Arkansas and seen his big poster, Josh Allen. So it's good stuff, man. We're out there, and it makes you feel good as a fan of Buffalo sports.
Sure. Can we have two teams?
That's too much, man. Yeah. You're asking for too much. We can only have one.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm not sure it's really ever happened, has it?
What's that?
Two teams? When's the last time they were? I mean, because you have overlapping droughts, so it's tough to.
Yeah, it's
91. We talked last week about the year McGillney and LaFontaine are playing together, and that's during the Super Bowl era. Is that how long ago it is that both teams are good at the same time?
It's been a long time.
99, they're both good, right? Because that's the same. That's Sabres there, go to the finals, there, and the Bills are in the playoffs.
There have been a couple of Octobers. I'm serious about that. There have been a couple of Octobers where,
I mean,
what if the Bills win the Super Bowl and the Sabres win the Stanley Cup?
When was that?
Look at 10-game win streak. When's that?
That's November of 18. But okay. Allen's a rookie. That's not happening.
Okay.
I thought you were going to go back to, like, are the Sabres with Breer and Drury at the same time as like a 4-0. Remember when Edwards was like going to win MVP and they were 4-0, and then Adrian Wilson ended that. Like, does that overlap with Drury Breer?
No, I'm going to look at Ralph Kruger's start now, because Kruger's start with the Sabres is
that
20,
one well too.
It's 2019-20, and they start that year pretty well. They start that season right out of the gate. They are, I'm going to find it here.
But it was a good start.
Yeah, like, but 8-2-1, and the Bills might have been 3-2 or 3-1.
But where are we at with the Bills at that point? Allen is in his second year. We have no idea if he's actually all that good. We just know he's fun, right? We know he jumps over people, but he still was super inaccurate, and he hadn't won anything yet. They won six games.
They finished 10-6 that year,
right? But how did we feel about them in November?
I'm gonna pull it up for you. They start the season.
I remember the 2020 season.
They are 5-1. The Bills are 5-1 on October 20th.
Okay.
And 2019 Sabres. By the way, I told you we had an October. I'm working here.
This is a tough sell.
Let me get you the scheduling results. On October 20th that year, the Sabres. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. On October 22nd. Of 2019, the Bills were 5-1, and the Sabres were 8-1-1.
Sounds like a fun week.
Let's make that an actual holiday that we start to observe.
October 22nd,
2019. Yes, it's Two Teams Day.
Two Teams Day. That's amazing.
How about this? The Sabres were
not quite. You oversold it a little bit. I don't think we were thinking Super Bowl and Stanley. We might have been thinking playoffs in both, though. And that is a leap. I can't remember. That probably was it. The last time I thought playoffs in both, at least, was that.
Yeah. The Sabres were.
Championship was probably 90s.
8-1-1 on October 22nd. A month later.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be like 10-8.
They're 11-9-3.
All right. Still winning record. Not really.
Month later.
Yeah.
They're 15-7. A month. I mean, they go south pretty fast.
Well, principles, I mean.
Right. Forgot about the principles.
The principles. That was what was more important. Listen, they might not have been winning games, but were they giving teams more bruises on a nightly basis because
they were tougher
to play against?
The principles thing.
Remember, we're not counting wins; we're just counting how many bruises the other team has after you play them.
The principles quote was something along the lines of, "You know, you might not be seeing it, but we're starting to adapt. Like we're getting results that you don't see that are going to make us better."
Yes,
that is a thing that was said.
It's kind of the beginning of a belittling of.
You don't know. Like,
you don't
what
understand.
We know.
You don't understand what's happening here. Kind of mantra.
Yep.
Which was that coach a lot.
Yeah. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe. Give us a ring on anything. We'll get you the latest on the rumors. Marner to Vegas. What a team.
They didn't even exist.
Eichel Marner
7 years ago.
Eichel Marner Stone
9 years ago
on one line.
Yeah, I think that's line one, and that is that's got to be like the best line in hockey, or it's close to it if they're going to play together.
You ready for Vegas and Edmonton in the conference final next year? That'll be hot.
Yeah.
The old NHL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we'll get a break in. See when we get number 98, 97 in the NFL's top 100. Jeremy and Joe, we also have news on, we talked about it late yesterday, the Browns' new stadium appears to be moving forward a little bit, getting some momentum for the Browns Stadium being – the Ohio governor signs the Browns Stadium provisions into law. Okay, that just happened. So the Browns may get their way. A new budget has been signed and gives the Browns $600 million in state money for a new stadium.
Okay.
Now what they have to do is
– they have to get the city out on board to some degree, don't they?
They have to clear the path to move from Cleveland to Brook Park without violating the Art Modell law.
Right.
That limits the ability of the Browns to move elsewhere. So would they basically say, you know,
would the city block it because they are technically leaving the city limits?
Can I tell you something?
Even if it's not like moving to Baltimore like Art Modell did.
But can I tell you something that Florio says?
Huh.
So Mike Florio writes about this, that the how they would do this law, it's not just the Browns, it affects the Bengals. If the Bengals wanted to move to Columbus in 10 years, which they won't.
Right.
He said he's kidding. But the idea is it's a state law, and the Browns need to come up with money to get this done. The Haslams have pledged that money. It's this law that's standing in the way for them to move away from the waterfront down by the airport. And we've seen some renderings of the stadium that would be just, you know, like a – that's a placeholder rendering. I don't know that it's exactly what it would look like.
Mm-hmm.
But the Browns moving forward, and I think they will go indoors.
For those that are wondering, by the way, like how far away Brook Park is from their current stadium, it's a 19-minute drive, and it is a half a mile closer than downtown Buffalo is to to IMARC Stadium. So they're moving – they're moving a closer distance to the city than where Orchard Park is from the city of Buffalo. So they're not really – like, they are moving out of Cleveland, but they're barely moving out of Cleveland. Like, they're moving to a suburb. They're not moving to, like...
They're also...
It's not Buffalo to Rochester.
It's next to the airport.
Right.
I mean, the
Cleveland airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I say that, I mean, your stadium is going to have planes flying over it all day.
Not during the games, though, right?
They don't just... stop flights into Cleveland during games.
They might take a different... I mean, I'm sure that the planes wouldn't go directly over.
No, but you're right.
Because they would be pretty close, wouldn't they?
You would think.
That would probably be distracting.
Might be a big airport. Probably is. All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550 on WGR.
Paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely, and that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches, having those conversations. There's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated, but that doesn't mean you just, because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them.
Kevin Adams from, Kevin, no, but I don't hear myself here. What's going on? All right, there we go. Sorry, Kevin Adams. Kevin Adams from last week. Free agency. The end of the day produces Alex Lyon, Brian Rust, and somebody. A Byram trade.
a Byram trade. Maybe Byram is the Brian Rust trade. Although Dave Pagnotta, and I saw from one other person too, that the Penguins might want futures in a trade like that.
There's not going to be a ton of hand-wringing over Jacob Bernard Docker, but not qualifying him. What? You have an NHL defenseman.
Weird.
You qualify him at a number that is not prohibitive at all.
No. Nope.
The minimum. Pretty close.
Yeah, you get to keep him for
I think it was pretty much nothing. I think it was $90,000 off of the minimum.
Okay.
And you didn't just qualify that player.
And he was fine for you last year.
He's a right shot defenseman.
Right.
Literally the thing that you have turned your organization upside down to try and find.
Right. Well, now they're full at that position.
That's right.
They?
Too many.
Yeah, now they have too many. And he's not right. No one to lose sleep over. I don't think this is going to be Brandon Hagel 2.0 where he goes and becomes, you know, some star. But he was a legitimate NHL defenseman that looked pretty good in 15 games for you. You could waive him if it doesn't go well.
Mm-hmm.
Bring him to camp. And if he looks like, oh, he's our eighth best defenseman, just waive him. Someone probably claims him. And then it's the same result. Or he looks good at camp, and it's like, oh, this guy should be our seventh defenseman. It was a weird one. He played with Dahlin at times at the end of the season, and again, Dahlin's going to lift up a lot of guys, but it didn't look bad. I didn't think.
803-0550. Free agent frenzy today, July 1st.
I don't know if we should be calling it frenzy.
No,
still.
I agree.
We need a different adjective.
You know, it's the kind of free agent frenzy. You know what it is? It's like a dynasty draft where the rookies are already gone. And that's really what this is.
Uh-huh.
Because nobody
But it has the veterans in it, too.
It's just veterans.
So
just,
now
there's no rookies.
It's round three, and I'm trying to decide if I should draft a fifth-round draft pick from this year or, like, Cole Kmet.
Right. Or Elijah Moore. Like,
sure,
no,
right.
I really like the upside here. This could... And, you know, you could get something here, but it really is, I mean, it's what? The frenzy? Not quite. You are hitting that market.
It's a happening, maybe.
It's happening.
A free agent happening, basically. Matt Larkin's top five available free agents with all the guys that have already signed today. Ehlers, Gavrikov, Besser, Granlund, Orlov.
Sign all five of them.
All right, let's
see. You think I'm kidding?
He's got their AFP projected contracts on here. 8 for Ehlers, 7 for Gavrikov, 8 for Besser, 5 for Granlund, and 5 for Drouin.
They could fit them
5
all,
for Orlov.
Right?
10, 18, 25. They could fit 4 of the 5.
And just
they fit 4 of the 5.
Buy out Samuelson.
There you go. Or trade. Just whatever gets him. Off the roster. I'm totally down with.
There was that social media video they posted that had a whiteboard behind them and had names written on it, and then the Sabres then deleted that video from social media. And on the board...
From the draft?
Yeah. People saw names, and it looked certain names were in certain colors.
Uh-huh.
And Samuelson's name was up there. And maybe that's why Adam said never a thought to buying him out, because they're going to trade him.
Sure, maybe.
Mark on his cell phone is up. Hey, Mark.
How you doing? I just needed to vent, and you guys are on the air, so...
All right. We're here for you.
I'm just a longtime fan going back many years. I was an usher there for 15 years. I know good hockey from bad, and I don't know what Terry is doing to us, forcing us Kevin Adams on us again, and... I don't think there's any other team in the league that's going to hire Kevin Adams or Jerry Fortin. It's like we're running a minor league organization here. It's terrible. It's painful to the fans. They're taking people's money. Tell me how you feel about this.
Well, again, like I don't know what the right way to say it is, but. Kevin Adams, as their GM, is try again. And Do you remember way back when, this is how my brain works, I'm all over the place. Do you remember when Russ Brandon flat out said the Bills brand had been tarnished?
No, but it sounds like a very believable thing that would have been said.
He said, our brand has been tarnished.
Okay.
And some people didn't like that he said that, and some liked that that was honest. The brand has been tarnished. We need to start all over again.
He said that on January 1st of 2013, he said, proud tradition, but I will tell you, this brand has been tarnished. It's time to start a new legacy.
Yes. Now, I don't know that they effectively did that right away. It was a couple years until they became, whatever, they resurrect their brand through Allen and McDermott and Bean.
Okay, here was the whole quote. That was only part of it. We acknowledge this is an organization with a proud tradition to tell you that our brand's been tarnished. Its relevancy has been tarnished, and it's unacceptable because we just not have won enough games. And then the part about the legacy.
Okay.
But that's an admission that
we're not in the league. That's what that is.
Right, because
we are not
going
to
say your relevancy is tarnished.
Yes.
Which is, that is the Sabres right now. They're not just, the brand isn't just that right now. It definitely is also, like, your relevancy in the league. I've felt this way for a couple years now where I just feel like they're not in it. Like, they're barely in the NHL. They play the games. I see the other team's logos come to play here, but... like, today's a big day in the league. Marner is signing, and look at all the stuff Florida is doing. And, oh, Carolina's going to offer sheet somebody, and they might get Ehlers. And just, like, we're just hanging out over here like we don't exist.
Yeah. And that's where that quote from way back when, it's 12 years ago, makes me think of Kevin Adams is never going to be the one to do that. He kind of came in with that, we're going to do things differently, you know, tearing apart what didn't work and build it again. Guys that want to be here, draft and develop. And that just hasn't played out the way he thought it would. This is offseason number 6. So maybe he gets an offseason number 7, or maybe this time next year we're talking about a new GM who has done something different. Maybe that's Jarmo Kekalainen. People seem to think that that might be an obvious in-house ascension. But the point is, when will – to Mark's point, when would the owner look at the whole thing and say, man, it really is a bad situation – and how do I get out of it without just saying win games, get better results? What can actually do it? This is where I've said to you before. Does Ryan Miller want the job? Does Jason Pominville want the job? Does someone who this is a little bit of Eric Staal being in the front office for me is like, okay, that's somebody, Kekalainen, okay. These are steps. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can be sold on what they're saying in meetings, because you are going to need results. But that day for the Bills, it did not prove to be the thing that sprung them forward. They hire Marone out of that, right? Like, okay. Then your brand became...
2013? Yeah.
Marone. And then your brand becomes punting. You love to punt. But the point is, it was a self-awareness. It was, the brand has been tarnished. Our relevance is tarnished. We are not what we once were.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, we played that quote from Adams yesterday saying, like, hey, if a guy doesn't want to be here, I just move right on. I don't really think about it too much. You need to be thinking about that every day. Every day that needs to be what you're thinking about. All right, what do we do to make sure that no player this kind of goes back to the grander vision when the Pegulas bought the team. They built Harbor Center to fight this idea. That's why that building is there, is it not? It's there because, prospects, they come to town, they get drafted, they drive down the 33, they never know Buffalo. Now every prospect in hockey comes through during a beautiful time of year and thinks, this place isn't so bad. Boy, but the hockey team's a mess.
Yeah.
The idea was, let's change the perception of what this place is. And now, that's what they need, a team of professionals to do that. And, you know, if they get to the playoffs this year, then maybe that's a small start to doing it. But that change doesn't just come with another kick at the can. That change comes with people that are qualified to do it. And I don't know what that's going to be.
What it could be is something they haven't done, which is what did we say yesterday when we talked about the John Gibson trade? Why does John Gibson go to Detroit? Detroit is northern, cold, 9-year playoff drought, and kind of stuck, feels like right now. And why does John Gibson not have them on his 10-team no-trade list, but maybe he has the Sabres? Or why is he willing to waive it for the Red Wings? Who's calling him?
Yzerman.
A guy with real credibility
in
the sport who has won.
Mm-hmm.
And was obviously the reason his team won. Like the franchise cornerstone type guy, who then, by the way, also had a really good resume building a team in Tampa Bay. Like, he had built up a reputation as an executive as well. That's not hiring Ryan Miller off of being a scout. That's, this dude built the Lightning into a cup winner and then came here. Like, he's got respect. And I just, like, how does it start? Maybe one way to get the wheels turning is if you had somebody that was running the show, that it would be less about, you know, the Sabres calling you if you're a free agent. It's more about, who's the right name here? Oh, Brian Burke called me today.
Chris Pronger.
Like, God, Chris Pronger.
Does Chris Pronger want the job?
Right. It's not as much as talking to the Sabres. Maybe it's talking to Chris Pronger.
Which he
about
might,
coming to his team.
And that might be an eye roll. He might not be good at running a team. The difference,
right, but that's a name in right. the sport that is
the
like...
The difference with Yzerman is he did it, and then he won, and then he moved to another team.
Right.
Like, he won with Tampa. And,
right.
You know.
And you're not going to get Yzerman. Like, no. Not him specifically. You're not going to get a guy that's built Stanley Cup winners, I don't think. All the former Sabres that are currently GMs haven't done that yet.
Extendo Sports coming up. Mitch Marner to wear number 93 in Vegas. He also is... written a letter saying goodbye to Toronto, saying it was all he ever wanted to do is win a cup there, but in the end it wasn't enough. And it's tough to admit because that's all he ever wanted. I'll be rooting for him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rooting for him in Vegas. Why not? Carolina's out here offer sheeting teams.
I mean, Vegas is like the evil empire, though, aren't they?
No. No, they're what? They're the new money making a joke of the rest of the league.
But everybody hates them for that.
Good.
Because they've got CIA operatives that are like.
Because they're not in the old boys club. They walked in and they are different.
But they also just got here still. Well, can I say that anymore? How many years has it been?
Enough. They have a cup.
Has it been 7 years?
Extendo Sports coming up.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Extendo Sports, Sal Capaccio's popped in for a segment here before the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What's up, guys?
What's up? Good morning.
Yesterday, I said I got to ask Jeremy and Joe what they think about this. Last night, Matt Bove and I recorded It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. And I have no idea. I can't remember how we got on the subject or topic. He posed a question. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think that's right. His debate question. Here it is. Basically was, in the United States, who's more popular? Connor McDavid or a basic kind of backup random NFL player?
Like who's more famous?
And more famous, you're not known.
You're not saying more well-liked. Yeah, you're saying
No. Or not even recognizable with a face. Just like who you would know. If you walked up to a random person on the street.
Name recognition.
Name recognition, right? And the guy that he settled on that we used for an example was Khalil Shakir.
So if you said, do you know who Connor McDavid is or do you know who Khalil Shakir is? Who would get
more? In the United States.
Yeah.
What do you think the answer to that is? I said I think no way. I still think I understand where he's coming from. He said because of fantasy football and hockey being more of a niche sport in a lot of cities in the United States. But he started with any kind of random backup player, and I'm like, okay, let's take Ray Davis. He's like, okay, that's not a good one. He doesn't think Ray Davis would qualify. But we kind of got to a point where, okay, guy was a little bit more relevant, but not a star, right?
Yeah.
I think it's Connor McDavid. I don't care. I still think it's Connor.
I just quickly searched how many Americans play fantasy football, and the number is about 30 million. And the Stanley Cup final averages 2.5 million people watching it. So that doesn't
mean this is knowing who he is.
I tried to check how many Americans watch the NHL. I did not get a number for that.
Because then that would basically be to say more people know who Khalil Shakir is than could name a hockey player.
I wouldn't say that, because McDavid, if you can name a hockey player, might be the guy in your own market, or a retired player.
But if you might know Sidney Crosby more because he's in
Ovechkin.
Pittsburgh.
But if you don't know McDavid, you're going to be able to. You're only going to know like one, two, three, maybe hockey players in the world, and then you'll be someone who knows hundreds of football players.
Yeah, that's probably not a big Venn diagram crossover.
This might be a bad
deep into a fantasy football dynasty league. I've got a guy, Shakir.
Right.
And who's the best hockey player in the world? Who is it?
This might be a bad way to do it because it probably would it would include Canada also. But Instagram followers, Khalil Shakir has 100,000 and McDavid has 1.3 million.
Yeah, I mean, but that counts worldwide, right? Yeah.
But I bet like 40% at least are American.
Matt tweeted the question out yesterday, and I invite people to go respond to him at Matt_Bove, and it was part of the promotion of the episode we did last night, which included also the question, do the Bills have the best home field advantage in the NFL, which is a really interesting question debate. We went through some of our experiences because he's doing the stadium, obviously the series he's doing on Highmark, and you know, we talked about that and their record since really kind of Sean McDermott arrived, but really over the last 3-4 years. But anyway, I thought it was a really interesting question. I don't agree. I think Connor McDavid would be more known than a fairly relevant, but, you know, not superstar NFL player.
Sure. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the way. Jeremy and Joe, we're back tomorrow, hopefully with, some Sabres excitement. You never know. Here on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.